Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Baruch ben Rabbi Moshe and for Avram Zalman ben Rivka and for they should have bracha batzlacha and for Maris Esther bas Shmuel ve'ilui nishmasa. The Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph says that if a man says to a woman, take this money, and be married to Ploni, she's mekudeshes midin Ebed Kenayni. Just like we have by Ebed Kenayni, that an Ebed Kenayni doesn't have to give money, but he's freed when somebody else gives on his behalf, he's kohen himself. So to hear, when Reuven gives money on behalf of Shimon to Leah, even though Reuven lacks for nothing, even though Shimon, who's marrying Leah, lacks for nothing, but he still makes the kinyan, just like an Eved Kenayni. Somebody gives money to his Adon, he lacks for nothing, he still makes the kinyan, he still con himself. So too, you could be con a woman, even though it doesn't cost you anything. The Rambam, in the fifth parak of Ishus, Halacha Chaf Beis, says that if a man says to a woman, take this dinner b'matana and be miskadeshes to Ploni, and then Ploni was mekadesh her, and he says, arei mekudeshes li b'hana zu, haba lech bigla li. He says, be married to me with this hana that comes to you because of me. She's mekudeshes, even though the mekadesh himself didn't give anything. His friend gave, but he says, be married to me with the hana that's coming to you because of me. The Rashba in his Chedushim to Kedushim writes, Ven yodeh midach goel, so I don't know who forced the Rambam to say this, Shrein zeh kedin evit kenayni mamash elke shenasan Reuven, ve'amar Reuven shtem b'kudeshes l'shimon. So there's a lot of discussion in the Achronim as to exactly what the Rashba means. But one possible issue that the Rashba is referring to, which is a problem with the Rambam, is that in the Rambam it's mashma that if he's being mekadesh midin eved kenayni, it's the mekadesh who is the one who is giving the money. In other words, he's mekadesh with the hana that's coming to her because of him, that he's the goreim of the hana. So the Mekadesh is the Goreim the Hana. In other words, one person, say Reuven, is giving the money, but Shimon is getting married, is causing the money to be given, and he's marrying her with the Hana that he's causing her to have. So that's like he's being Mekadesh her with his own money. Frek the Rashba, by Eved Kenayni, what it means is that the Eved is calling himself, he's not giving anything, other people are giving it completely. So by Kedushin also, the Mekadesh isn't giving anything. She's Mekudeshes to the Mekadesh through the money that other people give to her, somebody else gives to her, and the Mekadesh gives her nothing. So why is the Mashmos here in the Rambam that the Kedushin is Behana Zua Ba'alich Biglali? We don't find that by Eved Kenayni, that the Hana has to come because of the Mekadesh. Somebody else gives money and they're married even without saying the Hana is coming to you because of me, just like the Eved Kenayni. There we don't say that he's freed because the Hana is coming to the person who receives the money because of him. No, the owner received money and he's caught himself just because they all didn't receive money. This is going to So there are other issues with this Rambam, but we'll suffice with this one. The great Gaon of Nosson Kishtetner Zetzal, in his Lahoris Nosson, in Chelek Yud Gimel, in Simon Kuf Yud Beis, he's Miyashiv the Rambam as follows. In Kiddushin and Dov Chof Beis, on the Beis, It says that an Eved Kenayni has cloned himself b'kesef al yedei acherim divrei Rabbi Meir. When other people give money, he's cloned himself. Chachamim say b'kesef al yedei atzma. Chachamim say that kesef through himself. The Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph says that even though according to Rabbi Meir, it's a chova for an Eved to go free, and you're not allowed to cause a disadvantage to a person without his consent. So here, how is it that somebody is giving money on behalf of the Eved Kenayni to free him? If it's a chova, how are you being mechayev him without his consent? Answers the Gemara, nevertheless, Eved Kenayni de'acherim is yotzei b'kesef shelo midaito. And Abaye says in Daf Chof Gimel that the reason is shiny kesef hoil de kani le bal korche makni la bal korche. Since you can acquire the eved bal korcho, also the adon is makni the eved bal korcho. Rava gives a different answer. Rava Omar, that kesef that's given through others, kabolas rabo garmalo, when the master receives the money, that's what causes him to be freed. It's not the giving. The master is not the shliach of the Eved to receive the money. Rather, the money is l'tzorech atzmo. And the Eved is memela freed. And therefore, you could give it to the Avdon, even shalol adas ha'Eved. Since Kabbalah's Rabbo Karmelo, not the giving, it's that other people gave, but rather it's the fact that his master received the money, and the Eved automatically goes free when the master receives money on his behalf. Therefore, you can do this even, you can free the Eved, even Shalom Yidaito. But by shtar, he continues, kabbalah sacherim garmalo. But shtar, the receiving, when somebody receives this shtar shichur, that's what causes him to be free, and that has to be done with his consent, because they become his shliach. Rashi says, "Kesef kabbalas rabu shemakabel rabu a kesef garmelo l'shtachor me'elav v'enachem ala luchav ne'ala kabbalas harav harav ein nasa shlucho ala l'tzorach atzmo." The rav is only doing it for himself. He's not his shliach. So his kabbalah is m'shachor the eved. We don't need the eved. He's makin of the eved me'elav. But shtar, when other people are receiving the shtar, that's their kabbalah is goreng. And you can't say it's l'tzarech atzmo by the money. The adon is receiving the money l'tzarech atzmo, but by the shtar, it's not l'tzarech atzmo. It's l'tzarech the eved. You have to be the eved's shliach, and that can't be done shalom idaito. So we have two terutzim in the Gemara explaining why, what pshat in Rabbi Meir is that you can be makabel money to free the eved even shalom idaito. The Rambam in Perakei Milchas Avodah Melacha Beis writes, "Ketzad kones atzmo b'kesef." Somebody gave the master money, and he says, "Almanas, that your eved should go free." And the master receives the money, the eved goes lecheres. It's a schus for the eved, to go free, and therefore you don't need his das, because zaken l'adam shelo b'fanav. Writes the Kesef Mishnah Oifen Ort that the Rambam paskins like Chachamim, who say that an Eved Kenayni is kones atzmo al yidei acherim. Why? Because the Chachamim say that it's a schus. Because Chachamim say in the Mishnah that we read before that b'kesef al yidei atzmo, that he himself can give the money to the Adon, ubilvad shiheya kesef mishel acherim. The money has to be what other people gave him, and they made it tonight, that the Adon has no rishus in the kesef. But it's not only that he can be mishtachwer al yidei atzmo, if other people gave him money, shalmanas, that the Adon shouldn't have this money, but also when they gave money to the Adon directly. Why? Because zaken la'adam shelo b'fanav. And the Gemara brought up the whole problem of releasing an Eved being a chova only l'fi Rebbe Meir. But according to the Chachamim, it's not a problem. Because it's not considered a chov, it's considered a schus to go free, so therefore it's even shelo midaito. And the Gemara had to answer according to Rebbe Meir, if it's a chova, then how can you do it shelo midaito? And the Gemara gave the two answers that we mentioned before. Kesef Mishnah there writes that according to the Rambam, he's con himself, b'kesef ha'idei acherim shelo midaito, because mitzvah it's a schus for the Eved. But if it's Baal Korcho, if the Eved says that he's not interested, then he's not Kone. And that Rambam is not like, says the Lecha Mishnah, the Ramban and the Tur, who write that even according to the Chachamim, your Kone b'kesef ha'yidei acherim afilu Baal Korcho v'omid v'tzovech ein rotze latzeis. That according to those, the Tur and the Ramban, if he screams and says, no, I don't want to go free, he goes free anyway. But according to the Rambam, he doesn't go free. If he screams and says, I'm not interested, then he doesn't go free. He only goes free because it's a schus for him. And that's if he's not screaming that I want to go free, so we assume that it's a schus, according to the Chacham. Since, according to Rebbe Meir, the Adon is Kone Baal Korcho, either for the reason of Abaye, because Kesef Hoel B'Kone Baal Korcho Makne Baal Korcho, he was acquired Baal Korcho, so he can be freed Baal Korcho, or according to the reason of Rabba, that Kesef Kabbalas Rabbo Garmalo, that has nothing to do with him, the master is receiving it for himself, so the Eved is out of the equation, and therefore he's freed even against his will. And Chachamim agree. We don't find that the Chachamim argue with these Svaris. So therefore the Ramban and the Tur say that it's afilu Baal Korcho v'omid v'tzavech einu rotze latzeis. Because the same Svaris that we used to explain Rabbi Meir, we can also explain the Chachamim. But according to the Rambam, since we paskin like the Chachamim, we don't say the svar of Kabbalas Rabbo Garmalo. And Eved Kenayni is only Kona himself, Al Yidei Acherim, Mitin Zaken Ladim Shelo B'Fanav. In other words, the argument here is, do Chachamim accept the svar of Rebbe Meir? Rebbe Meir's svar, even though Rebbe Meir is a Yid who holds that he's not a Yid, he's a Gadol B'Yisrael, the Tzaddik, who holds that the freeing of an Eved is a chov hulo. So how are you doing it Baal Korcho? So we said on his behalf a svara of Kabbalas Rabbo Garmalo. The question is, the Chachamim accept this svara. According to the Ramban and the Tur, the Chachamim accept this svara, and therefore it's even according to the Chachamim Baal Korcho. And according to the Rambam, the Chachamim don't accept this svara, and it's only if he wants it. So it emerges then that Rava says in our sugya, Heilach manav is kachi leplonim v'kudesh is medin evit kenayni, that evit kenayni lav afagav de lo kachasur midi kokanya nafshe, that evit kenayni, even though he's not lacking anything, he still con himself when the money is given to the adon. Hai gav renami afagav de lo kokani ka lo kachasur v'lo midi kokani layitza, this person also, even though he's not lacking anything, he can still be kona this woman because someone else gave the money. He's not missing anything. This is only Rabbi Lashitaso, who holds in Kedushin Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, that Evit Kenayni Kabbalas Rabbo Garmalo, that the Iker is Kabbalas HaRav, and therefore by Kedushin also, the Iker is Kabbalas HaIsha, and the Isha is Mekudeshes. And even though the Mekadesh didn't give anything, nevertheless, she's Mekudeshes, because it's enough if someone else gives. Just like by Evit Kenayni, it's enough when someone else gives. But according to the Rambam, who paskins not like Rava, and we don't accept the svara like the Chachamim of Kabbalas Rabbo Garmalo, and that your kone Evit Kenayni bekesef al yidei acherim is because zakin la adam shaloi b'fanav. So by kedushin, where it's not shaykh the svara of zakin la adam shaloi b'fanav, like the Rashba writes in our sugi on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, that it's a chova. That it's a chova for a man that the woman should be knuya to him, because maybe he wants a different woman, and also maybe he wants one of her relatives, maybe he likes her sister. Now by being married to this woman, he can't marry her sister. So according to that svara, a woman is not miskadeshes midin evit kenayni, that the nesina of someone else should help for the mekadesh. Because by Evet Kenayni, it only is effective midin zakin ladim shelo b'fanav. And by Kedushin, that doesn't work. That svar of zakin ladim shelo b'fanav is not considered a schus. Schi al yedei acherim is not effective. And even if it's midaito shel hamekadesh, maybe the Rambam holds that schiya doesn't work at all al yedei acherim, because the Mekadesh himself has to do it, as it says, Ki Yikach, he himself has to do the taking. And therefore, the Rambam explained that she's Miskadeshes, when he says, Heilach Mana, when one man says to a woman, take this money and be married to Ploni on behalf of someone else, that's only if the Mekadesh comes along and says to her, that you're Mekudeshes to me with the Hana that comes to you because of me. So now he's saying that I'm the cause of your hana, and you don't have to come here from the din of zakin ladim shelo b'fanav, because the Mekadesh himself, it's like he gave the money. He's saying, I'm the cause of this money coming to you. So in Rashi says, Heilach manav is kachi leploni v'ushlucho ela makacha mishelo Mekudeshes v'afagav de'mona lav shel mishaleachu. So Rashi makes a disconnect. He says this money has nothing to do with the mishaleach. But according to the Rambam, no, it has to be coming. This hana that she's getting from the money has to be coming from the mishaleach, from this hana that she gets the money, because otherwise somebody else is doing the marrying for her. And it could be that Das HaRambam is that by kedushin, well, the Rambam doesn't mention here that it's midin shlichus. But by Kedushin, it has to be coming from the Mekadesh himself. So how here does the Rambam say that it's from the Mekadesh himself? Because he says to her that you're Mekudeshes to me from the Hana that comes to you from me. So here we're not coming Midin Zakin, rather we're coming Midin Direct Kedushin, that the Hana is coming to you because of me. So it emerges according to this that the Rambam b'chalal doesn't hold to the din of Eved Kenayni. And that shish nekudesh has been a sinas acherim is only because it's considered as if he himself gave her the hana. He caused her the hana, and she's mekudeshes with this hana that he caused her. Lashon of the Ritva is Hamayri b'sheina nosein shlucha shel mekadesh. The Ritva says there's no shlichas here. Elisha nosein nekesef mishalo kesheish tishis kadesh lo lazeh. Rather, he's giving her money. Reuven's giving this woman money in order that she should be married to Shimon. Mitin Eved Kenayni. The Kevin the Kain Sarach Shel Saploni Yomer La Red Mukudeshes Li BeKesef Shenasen LaChaploni Shetiskadish Li. V'Lo Amrin and Hachel and Asina Sacher B'Shvila Chashiva Kinesinasa. So he has to say, you're married to me with the money Ploni gave to you, but not that the Hana is coming through me. No, it's Nesina Sachir. The Rambam doesn't hold this Nesina Sachir. The Rambam says it has to be Nesina Sa. So according to this, the whole Svara of Eved Kenayni, the Rambam doesn't seem to subscribe to. And therefore the Rambam says, no, here it's the Hana is coming because of me. And this whole Sugya is only a Liba de Rava. Because according to the Rava says the svara of Hanas Rabo Garmala. All that has to happen is that the master receives Hana. And that's enough. And we don't really care what the Eved wants or doesn't want. So according to that svara, the ikkar would be here also. The ikkar would be the nisinas, the kabbalas hakesef. So here there's a kabbalah; she's receiving the money. So that's it. There's kedushin, just like by an eved kenayni. Kabbalah's Rabo Garmalo. As long as there's a Kabbalah, that's enough. But the Rambam doesn't subscribe to Rabba. Rambam doesn't paskin like Rabba. That Kabbalah's Rabo Garmalo. Like we saw before. But the Rambam says that according to the Lecha Mishnah, that according to the Rambam, the Eved Kenayni has called himself Bekesef Ayidei Acherim Shalom Idaito, because Mistam it's a schus for the Eved. But if it's Baal Karcho Shel Eved, he's not Kone. Why is he not Kone? If it's Baal Karcho Shel Eved, Ay Kabbalas Rabo Garmalo, the answer we said is that the Rambam says we pass him like the Chachamim. Kabbalas Rabo Garmalo is only a svar for Rabbi Meir, not for the Chachamim. So Mimela here, the Rambam Paskin is not like Rava. And we don't say that all that matters is Kabbalas Ha'isha. And here we don't have the svar of Zakin Ladim Shalom B'fanav. Why don't we have the svar of Zakin Ladim Shalom B'fanav? Because it's not a schus to marry this woman. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he wants another one. Maybe he doesn't want to be outside of her krovos. So Mamela, the whole din of Kedushim Medinavit Kenayni isn't working. That Nesina Sa'achar should work for the Mekadesh. Because Eved Kenayni only works Medin Zakin. And as long as there's no opposition. But here there is no Zakin. So here, even without the explicit opposition of the man, there's no marriage. Of the husband, there's no marriage. Why? Because it's not a schus for him. And it could be that it mamish has to come through him. Maybe the Rambam holds the Chiyah doesn't work at all by Kiddushin. Even if it's Midaita. So Mimelo, the Rambam had to say that he says to her that you're married to me with the Hana that's coming through me, so the Kiddushin is from him. Rabbi Nachum Zemba, Simon Chav Gimel Oz Dalid, and his great Gaon and his Sefer Zer Avram is Medayik in the Rambam. Amrla Halach Dinar Zem Matana Vizkachi Leplani. What's why Matana? Mashma, even if he didn't give it Lashem Kedushin, he gave it Lashem Matana. What's the Pshat? So the Darkeinu, it's very good. That according to the Rambam, it's not the giving of the money, Ayide Acher, that makes the Kedushin. Rather, it's the Makadesh. He's Gorim Her Hana. And therefore the Makadesh doesn't have to give it for Kedushin. He gives it Lashem Matana. He gives the Matana so that she should be Miskadeshes to the other person. So turns out that she was Makabel the Matana because of him. Because the Nosein only gave the Mos B'Matana on condition that now she's receiving it Al Tzmatana, but now she's going to be Miskadeshes to this person. So the Etzem Mos, the marriage is not with the Etzem Mos. The Etzem Mos are a Matana. But it's the Hana that she has from this Matana, with which she's married. Because the Makadesh is giving her this Hana. The Makadesh says that this Hana that you're having from this money came as a result of me. So you don't even have to give them all the money for a Kedushin. You give the money for the Matana. And then the Makadesh says that you got Hana from me. You received this Matana from me. Because of me. So I want you to be miskadeshes to me with this Hana. Because she received the Hana because of him. It's interesting. The Rambam omits that at Din Eved Kenayin he also works in Mammon. And the Gemara says it also works in Mammon. Kedushin Midin Arev, Kedushin David Kenayini. So if he sells someone a field, and he says to him, give money to Ploni, and my field is sold to you, it's sold Midin Arev. Or if he says to him, take this money, and then my field will be sold to Ploni. So that Ploni is kind of the field Midin Eved Kenayini. So you see that the Gemara says that you can have Eved Kenayini by, you can have the Din of Eved Kenayini by Mechir as well, by Mammon as well. Arev and Eved Kenayini. And yet the Rambam in Perek Aleph in Mechira Halacha Ches writes the din of Arev, of Mechira Midin Arev, Bina Midin Eved Kenayini. Why? So the answer is that this is only Rabba Lashitasa. Rabba holds that by Eved Kenayini he's Kona Atzmo B'Mamon Alidei Acherim. Because Kabbalah's Rabbo Garmalo, all that matters is that the master received the money. And therefore Rabbi says that that also works by Mammon. This Svar also works by Mammon. And therefore you can say to somebody, Sad Helach Mana, take this mana, and then your field is going to be sold to Ploni. I hope I said it right before, maybe I said it wrong. But Reuven gives Shimon money, and he says to him, take this money, and your field is going to be sold to Levi. All that matters is that the seller received the money. The Rambam doesn't hold of this svara. And therefore, when other people give money to the mocher, it only works midin zak and ladim shalob afanav. And the din that other people can give and buy on someone else's behalf, midin zak and ladim shalob afanav, the Rambam already writes in the fifth parak of Mechira Halacha Zayin. Hiknechet kli lamocher kedei sheyekneh lo kecho so. Also, amemkar zechel lalokeach. So, somebody is makne kli to a mocher, another that somebody else should acquire an object from the mocher, it works. So, we see by mekach umemkar zaken ladim shalob afanav. Because he's mezake the memkar to the kone by giving a kli to the mocher. So we can also do it by giving money. We can also be mezaka the whatever he wants to purchase for this person by giving the mocher money. So by kedushin, zaka ladim shalob afanav doesn't work. You have to say arat mekudesh shli banal shebalich biglali. There it has to be. There's no zakin here by kedushin. So therefore, he has to say that the na is coming as a result of me. It's directly from the husband to the wife. But by mekach u'memkar, that zechiyah works, the kona doesn't have to say that. It's enough that the no saying gives. Mitam zakin ladim shelo b'fanav. So that's why the Rambam omits the din that Eved Kenani is moel b'memona. Why? Because the Rambam paskins elsewhere that he have a din of zakin by mamon. The Rambam doesn't have to say it again. So again, we started with the kasha on the Rambam. How come the Rambam says, "Ana zu aba lich biglali," which we don't find in the other Rishonim? So why does it have to be from the husband to the wife? Why can't it just be the third, a neutral third party? And we explain because there's a machlokas in the Gemara between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about Eved Kenani, and we said a svara according to Rabbi Meir that when other people give the master money, so even though it's a chov, Rabbi Meir holds that it's a chov, even though it's a chov for the Eved to go free, but here it works because the svara is Kabbalah Rabo Garmala, that all you need is the Kabbalah of the master, and that's enough even against the will of the Eved. However, the Rambam doesn't accept that svara, because the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, who don't accept that svara. That svara doesn't work for them. Only for Rabbi Meir. Mm-hmm. And therefore, according to the Rambam, you can't say this svara by Eved Kenani that it's Baal Korcho, only if the Eved Kenani wants. And so too by Kedushin, this whole svara of this woman being married can't work midin Eved Kenani, because the Rambam doesn't pass him like Rav that all that matters is the Kabbalah. And you can't just say Kabbalah Seisha Garmalo and all that has to happen is that the woman wants it. That's not enough that the woman receives the money. I but the Chachamim agree that by Eved Kenani, if the Eved Kenani wants it, it works. Yeah, but that's only because of Zakin Ladim Shalob Afanav. And by Kedushin, it isn't a Zakin. It's not a schus for the man to be married to this woman. Maybe he wants a different woman. Maybe he wants to be mutter to a Krovos. And it could be that according to the Rambam, not only don't we say Zaken Ladin Shelo B'Fanav by marriage, but more than that, it has to come directly from the husband. Tzachiyah doesn't help at all. Even B'Fanav, even with his will, even with his Ratzon. He himself has to give the money to me to stay Ephraim. Then Avraham Avinu himself gave the money to Ephraim. And therefore, it has to be considered as if he himself gave the money. Hana Balach Biglali. And it's not the actual money that he's giving her, it's the Hana. That's why it's only a Matana. That's why the Rami uses the Lashon of Matana. And she's getting Hana from this Matana because of him. And that's what makes them married. And that's why the Rambam doesn't paskin explicitly that Din Eved Kenayani works by Mammon. Because by Mammon we have a rule of Zaken Ladin Shelo B'Fanav. And once you say that, then that's enough for us. But by Kiddushin, where there is no Din of Zaken, there you need to come on to this whole Svara. The Rambam uses the Lashon of you're married with the Hana that comes to you because of me. There's obviously tons more to say in the Sugya. These are just some Mechshavas. We should all be Zochel, Lumo, Dulalame, Lishmor, Velasas, Lulakaim is called Divrei Salma, Taras, Vyahava, Amen, Vyamein, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.